Good morning, everyone, and a rather dreary day. Won't you please be seated for a moment? There are three or four announcements, and let me mention the very, very, very saddest one first. A lot of people in this church, in this deanery, in this diocese know the Reverend Canon Greg Smith, who died very suddenly yesterday. And we just remember his partner Mark in our prayers and parishes in which he has been interim, and we praise God for his faithful life of service to Jesus Christ and to the church over these many years. On a much happier note, Gary from Northern Ireland, where I was born, raise your hand just so we know who you are, okay? I just chatted for a minute, lovely to hear that accent again. Next Sunday, I hope you know why these ribbons are here. Next Sunday is Mother's Day, and we're celebrating all mothers, grandchildren, spouses, nieces, all girls. So tie this around your finger to remind you to invite someone to church that you love next Sunday. All right. It's going to be, I think, a wonderful service. I'm already scapegoating for what's going to happen because some of these great ideas came from Stephen Hollowitz. So if it works, you can give all the praise this way. If it doesn't, throw Stephen under the bus. Instead of the usual sermon, we're going to have three different features. And one is some music by Jan Arden and another Bobby McFerrin. So if you can remember those names, you can Google them and find out a little bit more about them. If you don't know, Jan Arden and Bobby McFerrin, and then, well, we'll see how that goes. I'm quite pumped about it all. And now let us praise God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord.
Almighty God, your Son Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Give us grace to love one another and walk in the way of his commandments, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. A reading from the book of 1 Peter. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. The word of the Lord.
Thanks. Saving power, deliver me.
to shield me, Lord, lead and guide me for your own name's sake.
In you, Lord, I found refuge. Let me nevermore be put to shame.
Set me free from the net spread to catch me. For you, O Lord, are my safety. Into your hands my spirit I commit.
In you,
be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know that the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia,
won't you please be seated? Life is never lived in a straight line. More often than not, there are many zigzag patterns to it. One of the more well-known books in the English literature begins with, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times." Every single person here gets caught up in this endless cycle of ups and downs in our lives. Nothing could be more emblematic today of the zigzags in life than what's up on the screen right now. The antigen rapid tests. Many of us have had them in their homes, and we sure like the one that reads negative. Nature, too, is part of this zigzag. There are the beautiful cascading waters of nearby Rock Glen, but there are also the many flooded basements in increasingly torrential storms. We revel in the scent of flowers in spring, but also have to contend with the sneezes of hay fever. We see the lamb in the lea, but hear the howl of the coyotes in the woods. And when we apply this zigzag to our own lives, we recognize the idyllic moments when all is right with the world. We're feeling wonderful. The sun is beaming, and we're ready to tackle any task or challenge. And then news comes right out of the blue that shatters our confidence, and we begin to see too many days that are dull, drab, and cloud-filled. Fortunately, the vast majority of these zigzags in life are not life-threatening or life-changing. I remember, almost fondly, one of the hundreds of zags, the downtimes I've had in my life. It was the last day I ever played golf. The previous year, I had a hole-in-one, and you know what? The bishop was playing on ahead of me and saw the golf ball go right into the hole. Hallelujah. And the next year, I played with the bishop the same par three hole, and it took me 8 strokes to sink the ball. And I made a decision then and there that golf was something that I could do without in my life. Before I get far too serious, let me add, I hope with a gentle note of humor that can be found in some of the daily zigzag moments, and it does help to find humor. Almost all humor depends on a zinger at the end. Remember Groucho Marx's humor? He said, "Outside of a dog, a book is a man's best friend. Inside of a dog is too dark to read." I think that's so witty. What about Will Rogers? "When I die, I want to die like my grandfather, who died peacefully in his sleep, not screaming like all the other passengers in the car." The zinger, the groaner can alleviate some of the pain, but not so much when things go badly, when the bottom falls out, when there's a death, a severe disappointment, a heartache. Then we need to rely on much more than humor to get us through. And it's significant what we do with the zigs, but it's even more significant what we do with the zags. The zigs are the joys, the successes, the healthy new births, the raise in pay, the compliment from a coworker, the race won, a record set. Those are easy to take, aren't they? Thank God for the zigs, yet it's how we handle the zags that's perhaps the truer mark of our faith and character. I don't want you to take the easy way out. I think we cheat. I think we even diminish our faith when we say too proudly, "Thank God for the zags because they make our character." I don't want you to say, "God sent these things to test us." It's not so much that there isn't any truth in those aphorisms of life, but they can ring a little hollow and sound a trifle trite when confronted with depression and illness and unnecessary wars and pure evil. It's much more the fact that throughout our lives, we need to build up a resilience to help us deal with the zags, to cope with them, even before they happen, to do this when we're feeling good and healthy and hopeful, to build our reserves, deepening our relationships with our family members and our friends, to be a vibrant part of a community, a faith group, a parish, an outside organization, to look ahead with all of our wonderful plans, say what just might go wrong, not to be a negative Nelly about it all, but to plan for what just might go wrong. And whenever possible, and I know this is exceptionally difficult for a number of people, to save some money, set it aside for a rainy day. Reserves, emotional and financial, strengthen our abilities to manage the zags. But even more than that, this morning, I want to remind you of who you are. If you forget everything else I say, do remember this. You are children of a greater God. You have been created by God, gifted by God, blessed by God from your mother's womb. Our God is not some lesser God, a puny puppeteer who would take delight in manipulating our emotions and playing with our fate. Throughout history, throughout the scriptures, God lets us know that we are surrounded by love, bathed in goodness, weaned in holiness. Our epistle from 1 Peter today shouts it out loud. You are a royal priesthood, a chosen race, a holy nation, God's own people. I will always carry you out of darkness into my marvelous light, cries the Lord. And just so that you know it, once and for all, whenever I do tell a story of faith that involves one of our parishioners, I always receive permission to tell that. Usually get resounding endorsement, even allowing me to use a name to tell the story. So here I go. Val has had an exemplary career as an intensive coronary care nurse in one of her hospitals. I had a text last night about her from one of her colleagues, said she was held in such high esteem by the medical community and all of her patients. In her retirement, she loves to travel, the zig part of her life. But last month, on a trip to Portugal, she slipped, fell, hit her head, had a concussion, then a debilitating stroke, and ended up on the sixth floor of a local hospital in Portugal where language issues and communication issues were huge, even more so because she had lost all of her speech. She had a craniotomy, had to look that word up even, surgery, a small hole in the head to allow the brain to breathe and move a little bit and to allow scopes to get inside the brain. Fortunately, Val had looked ahead and purchased some appropriate health insurance, another little zig in the midst of some very bad zags. And she is now recuperating at home in London. I asked Val how on earth she coped. And here's what she told me in her own words. Just around the corner from my sixth-floor hospital room in Portugal was a church with a peal of bells that rang every hour on the hour from 7 in the morning till 9 at night. And I interrupted her story. I said, did that not drive you bonkers? No. She said, it comforted me. It helped me focus. It helped me every single hour to focus on a blessing that was in my life. She said, I've gone to church since I was a little girl in England. I've worshipped regularly here at St. James Westminster at the early service for decades. Long ago, I made a decision to really believe what I said and sang in church. I thought in that hospital bed of all the things that Jesus did in his life, and I'm trying extra hard to emulate all of that in my life. That's pretty brilliant, isn't it? A friend, she says, texts me all the time. My husband is most supportive. I'm on two parish prayer lists. I can now read and write and most of my speech has returned. And right now, when I'm talking to you on the phone, I've got the television on in the background and watching the coronation. I've made myself a cup of tea, I've baked some fresh scones, and the scones are slathered with clotted cream. Goodness. Valerie, I know through the assistance of John that you are listening to the service online right now. And you have been listening to all of those services since you returned to Canada a month ago. So I want to take a moment on behalf of us all of us, to wish you every blessing and a speedy recovery in the name of Jesus Christ. To all of us, will you quietly think about your faith, which has held you in troubled times and which holds you now and supports you through the many zigzags in your life? We are children of a greater God. Amen. I invite you to stand. Let us confess our faith, the faith of our baptism, as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray.
As living stones, let us pray for the building up of God's church and for the world God loves. Living God, our life is in your hands, and we offer you all that we are, all that our past has made us, and all that we may become. Build us up by the power of your Spirit into a spiritual temple where you are glorified day after day in all our praise and worship and in our love for one another. You are my strong rock.
My strong rock and my shelter.
Living God, our planet, with its frenzied life on its fragile skin, is unnervingly small and vulnerable to evil. Sharpen our consciences to sense your direction and protect us from all that draws us away from you. Guide our leaders in the way of truth and realign us all to the values which are built on you. You are my strong rock.
My strong rock and my shelter.
Living God, may the way which Jesus shows us to be the way we live out our daily lives around the table, in the daylight and in the dark, in the misunderstandings, the tensions, and the rush, in the eye contact, the conversations, and the growing. You are my strong rock.
My strong rock and my shelter.
Living God, you can use and transform all our experiences. We lay before you now those who are traveling through a time of pain and anguish, tragedy and conflict, which is hard to bear. We stand alongside them in their suffering and offer it to your transforming and healing love, remembering especially Patrick Conboy, Sylvia Brightwell, Dave Buckeridge, John Fryer, Al McMillan, Val Tucker. We pray for the repose of the soul of the Reverend Canon Greg Smith, priest, colleague, teacher, friend. Remembering his spouse Mark and all their family, may he rest in peace and rise in glory. You are my strong rock.
My strong rock and my shelter.
Living God, we thank you for showing us the way in human terms that we find easier to understand. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy, holy,
holy, holy.
Doesn't that make you feel great? Don't tell the bishop I'm interrupting the service by saying this. Okay? Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who in the night he was handed over to suffering and death took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon this offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The body of Christ.
Body of Christ.
Therefore, let us be
stand.
Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless all of us in this community and in the wider world. Amen.